expecting 60s, and tomorrow a little rain, but another couple of weeks, we'll be in the heat. The heat! There's something sensual about the heat, I find. Especially on the good ship Greece. I remember one time I had a big party. I even invited Estelle. It was a hot day. I said, I'm glad you could make it. She said, boy, oh boy, makes me sorry we had all that problem. I sure could enjoy this boat. I said, yeah, buddy. But, you know, she and I were reasonably civil to each other, and I took her on that boat ride, and after a while, you know how it is when you're out there and you have a couple of pops in the hot sun? Oh, man, after a while, everybody's just lying down on the deck. We're all just lying in the sun, just searing into us, got our suits on. Now you're getting just a little loose-tongued, and the guy started talking, you know, weird things like he'll say on you. You're out, I say, like, yeah, buddy, when it comes to dining on the sweet cuisine of life, I am the aficionado, I am the pro. One of my buddies yelled out, said, hey, I'm the guy that has the wherewithal. I got the neck movement. That's what it takes. I got the neck movement to be the best diner. Finally, Estelle got up on one elbow and said, you know, you men are all the same. You always talk about, yes, I can do this, I can do that. Let me tell you something about me. I'll tell you what I can do. I can remember a man. Once I've had a man dine, I can always tell his style. I can always identify him. And I can tell by just looking at you guys, just looking at your faces and knowing the kind of guys you are, even with a blindfold on, I could tell who it was. I said, oh, yeah? She said, yes. I said, Estelle, you're on. Come on, I don't mind. We're divorced. What difference does it make? Guys, anybody up for noshing the squash? All the guys said, yeah, sure, why not? I said, all right, Estelle, I'm going to see just how good you are. You always bust our chops. We're talking about, all right, just see, you can identify just because you know our personalities and how we'd be apt to perform. Okay, blindfold, please. And so we blindfolded Estelle. And I said, all right, baby, just lay back and enjoy. Now, you know who's all here. Now, you tell me. So 5 minutes went by. We had somebody there. 10 minutes went by. Estelle, you know, she had a little smile across her face. Yeah. You know, she was in no hurry to make a decision, you know, because then it would be over. So, 15, 20 minutes. I said, all right, Estelle, who do you think it was? She said, you know, I don't know. I said, surprise, your brother's back in town.
Rock and roll!
I'm just kidding, Estelle.
Rocking with the Grease Man on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.